This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Ma'abam, Afrei Lechem Chanukah. We're up to Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Gimel. Continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Gimel. Yichtevein B'diyoy Shachar, you should write the Tefillin with black ink. Bein Sheyesh B'oy Mei Afatzim, Bein Sheloy B'mei Afatzim. Whether there is the water of gallnuts or not. The Bir Halacha says, Ayin Barambam Perak Aleph Mehilchas Tefillin Shekasav Deha Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Denemar Shir K'suvim B'Diyoy. The Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that says that the Tefillin need to be written with ink, Le'nemar Rak L'Ma'id Shar Minei Tzivoinin, to exclude other colors, Kagoin Ha'adoim V'Hayarik, red and green, Chayotzev HaMashad V'Chol Dav Shiyasim Menu Mara Shachar K'diyoy Kosher. There's no din that Tefillin has to be written with ink. Either is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, it has to be written with ink. No, it just means not red or green. But anything that could produce the black color is good. As long as V'rak Shiyam Eskayim, V'chein Kasa B'Hilchoy Sefer Torah. The Rambam says, Echad Mechav Dvarim HaPoislim Sefer Torah, Hu Im Nechtav V'loy Shachar Ha'imed, if it's not permanent. Now, the Bir Halacha says, V'mhoya Amara Dorm L'mara HaKochol, if it's, let's say, bluish, Niralaniyaz Daiti Sheish LaHachmer B'zeh. The Bir Halacha says, in his opinion, you should be Machmer. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. B'diyoy Shachar, U'diyoy Shamer K'doyme L'mara HaKochol, I am the Bir Halacha, that it should be L'chatchila black. It's interesting, the Dirshu brings over here that the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuv Gimel Amud Beis, says that if you write a Sefer Torah not in ink, you should bury it. That's what the Yushalmi says, Halach L'Moshe Misinai, it has to be written with ink. So there, Amachloikis Rishonim, what is the essence of Diyoy, ink? The Rambam says, any black color that is permanent, you're allowed to use. You could use a Sharpie pen. It's only excluding other colors. However, it has to be a color that you are able to erase. And therefore, l'chadchila, you should not use me'afotzim, because it's not erasable. Meaning it should be miskayim. Miskayim means it's permanent so long as you don't erase it, but it also has to be erasable. So in other words, it can't be something that just like evaporates or something that doesn't sustain on its own, but it has to be erasable as well. Then they bring the opinion of the Rush. The Rush holds, Dafka, you need diyoy. It's not good enough to have a black color. In other words, you can't use a Sharpie pen, you can't use shoe polish. But you could use mei afotzim and guma. And Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin holds that diyoy is dafka. So in other words, according to the Rambam, any black color is good. According to the Rosh, it should be ink, but it could be made from mei afotzim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, diyoy is made from the sap of wood that is known to all you ink makers out there. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you made it from mei afotzim, it's pasul. So when the Mechaber says that you should write it with diyoy, whether there's mei afotzim or not, that's going like the Rush. Even though the Ber HaGoyla quotes the Rambam, I would not say that's the Shita of the Rambam, because the Rambam holds it could be, it doesn't have to be diyoy. So when the Mechaber says, Yichtevein b'diyoy shachar, I would say that's not the Rambam. The Rambam holds that you don't have to write with diyoy, it has to be tzeva shachar. I would say it's the Rush. So the Ber HaGoyla quotes the Rambam and the Rush. La'aniyaz da'iti, this is Shitas HaRush, not Shitas HaRambam. However, the Rama says, L'chadchila yachmer lichtev b'diyoy ha'asuya me'ashan etzim. L'chadchila yishvi machmer, to write it from something made out of the smoke of wood. It's the sap of wood. Oishmanim shruyim b'mei afatzim, or oils that are soaked in gallnut juice. So chmai shiz bar b'yardeh sin resh ayin aleph. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Mei ashanetzim. What does it mean, mei ashanetzim? Perish lo yato soich oi kuma oi kan kantaim. You should not put in it these various ingredients, which are kuma or kankantim, shekorin b'lashon Ashkenaz, kuper vaser, which is some kind of copper mineral metal juice, which I guess makes it more permanent. And the reason you should not use these ingredients is kilechadchila ba'inan ksav sheyuchal lehimachek. You're not allowed to use kuper vaser in a Sefer Torah. Why? Because then it's not erasable. Through these various liquids being added, then it becomes permanent. Okay, so that is the shita of the Ramah, l'chadchila. You should be makbid on, the Ramah is quoting the Maril, this is shita Rabbeinu Tam, that it should not be, it should be made out of eitzim, and So two things. First of all, the Ramah says it should be made out of eitzim. That's shitas Rabbeinu Tam. However, the added point that you should not put in these other ingredients is the shita, the Rush. So it's interesting. When the Mechaber says you should write it with black ink, whether it has Mei Afatzim, whether it doesn't have Mei Afatzim, that point, black ink, is not the Shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds you don't need black ink, any black color. But then when he says whether it has Mei Afatzim, whether it doesn't have Mei Afatzim, that's not the Shita of the Rush, because the Rush says that you're allowed to have Mei Afatzim. Then the Ramah says that lechadchila it should be made out of wood. That's shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Now v'zeh hakol l'mitzvah min amuvchar b'vad. This is all mitzvah min amuvchar. Aval adina gam haramah moideh demot alasas mimei afatzim v'kum v'kankantoim. The Ramah would agree that it's permitted to make it out of these other ingredients. V'chei noegim lasas kayayim al yedei taroives shloshtan. That's the minog. The minog b'zman hazeh is yes to put in the gallnut juice and the kuma and the kankantoim. And that is the minug today, that we make some kind of mixture out of the three. You cook it up, ayde bishul, dahachi ad of tvei. This is much better. Chumashikasa v'tshuvas, mishkenois, yaakov, simin, lamed zayin. V'ayin b'magin avram shekasav. Look in the Magen Avram, who writes, to be yamav loy ra, gamkein lechem na'agdolim, shenoha glasis b'diyoy ha'asim me'ashim eitzim ushmanim. The Magen Avram writes, then his times, he did not see any of the gedolim make it out of diyoy, made out of the smoked wood and oils. Ach efshed hayo oisim adiyoy shal koitzim, k'mo shosiyom shem ma'aril, could be they made it from the ink of thorns. V'chein pasuk v'sefer get mekusho v'sefer berke yosef lasas k'menageinu achshav. Basically, nowadays, even though maybe in a laboratory, in an ideal world, you want to use ashan eitzim without kuma, without kankantoim, without kuper vaser, without mea fatzim, but nowadays we do it and it works and it erases the hadiyah ha'asa mea ashan eitzim v'shmona miskalkel, because if you make it out of ink from wood, it gets ruined, v'nimchak b'nokel, and it erases easy, al kein enoyegim by achshav, therefore it is not the minog to use it bizman hazeh. Udiyai ha'asoy mimei afatzim. An ink made out of mei afatzim bilvad, beloy kuma, without kuma, shekarin b'lashon Ashkenaz guma. So ink made out of just the gallnut, without this kuma that we call guma, some kind of rubbery substance, oy mikan kantoin bilvad, that's pasul afilu b'diyaved. That's possible even with the Yavan. Kain kasav ha-gra b'biyuroi l'kama m'simen tafrei sali aleph. So says the Gra in his explanation in Simen tafrei sali aleph, ayin sham, v'ayin bebir halacha. Mutter lichtav tefillin u'mezuzos b'diyai hanasim istam yayinim. It's permitted to write tefillin and mezuzos from ink that's made from stam yayin. So the Dirshu points out, even though we hold that cheftzais tashmishe kedusha need to be min hamutar b'ficha, something you could eat, he quotes the shalshachuvah Svar Shmuel, simin kuf samach beiz, that wine is different because it gets ruined and it's not roi l'achila, so there's no isser. Furthermore, this is not called min ha'asar b'achila because it's an external psul, like the Shulchan Aruch says later on in Simen Lamed Zayin, that you're allowed to make the hide of batim from the hide of nevelos and trefos, because it is what we call davar acher garam the psul. Then the Mishnah Berurah ends off v'ayin b'shari tshuva sivkatan dalet. Diyoy ein tzarech lasos lishma. Ink does not have to be made lishma. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a Freilich and Chanukah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.